Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Shotgun Hell. We'll make him ride the whole hour. If he'll do it, he's going to be on Owen Schroyer's program at 3 p.m. We're getting him some Texas barbecue as well right now. Yeah, but this is a short segment. Some stations join us next segment. But you were really eloquently getting into this fetish of blaming Jews. And that doesn't mean there aren't horrible, evil people that happen to be Jewish, like George Soros. And then they get to hide behind the Jews when we're simply saying we don't like your policies. Bill Gates is not Jewish. I think he's one of the most evil people on earth. Xi Jinping is evil. I don't say Chinese are bad, but imagine if Xi Jinping went, you're against Chinese people. And they even try that too. No, I'm against communists.
I'm against atheists. You'll find with a lot of these people, when you look into them, they're atheists. George Soros' father didn't believe in God. George Soros' father was into that stupid Esperanza crap.
Yeah, UN language.
Where the whole world speaks the same language. George Soros and his father both are fluent in Esperanza, by the way. So this guy worked with the Nazis. He helped them facilitate the kidnapping of Jews. And not only do they call him a Jew, they call him a Holocaust survivor.
It's sick.
What the hell? So it's a rut, and every time you have someone you blame, you're in a mental rut. I don't blame individuals. I blame this. It's really just Satan. I mean, communism, atheism, it's all links back to demonic behavior. And that's what we've been up against since time immemorial.
And when I'm seeing even like Dr. Zelenko, who's a beautiful soul and a smart guy, so many of these Orthodox Jews, because I watch their shows and, you know, I follow all the cultures out there, they're like, you know what? We just think the Messiah is coming, and we like Jesus now, and we just want to be friends. And it seems like even the Orthodox Jews can pick up on what's happening, and like, we just need to come together under God.
Yeah, look, I work with Orthodox Jews all day. And, you know, whenever we do a comedy show, by the way, it gets shut down. Antifa threatens the venue. They find the staff's family
and threaten them.
So the venue's like, they always talk a big game when they hire us. And then they go, I didn't know it was this intense.
But let me guess, you like working with Orthodox Jews because they can get me pushed around.
Well, yeah, my lawyer, so Rutherford, New Jersey, we had a show, and Antifa called the venue, they called the mayor, and everyone pooped their pants. And so the chief of police called the venue and said, I think we're shutting this down. And it's like, he made an offer you can't refuse, right? Like Tony Soprano telling you should probably not do that anymore. So they shut it down, we're suing them, and I don't think people understand that there's this level of censorship out there, and the only way you can fight it is to keep suing. And Orthodox Jews are really good at this. They're good at law. I got Ron Coleman suing the SPLC because he cares about the First Amendment, and really, ultimately,
you got Jews against Soros.
Yeah, these Orthodox Jews lawyers of mine, they really are driven by religion. Because they see an infringement of the First Amendment as an infringement of the Bible. They see it as a violation of human rights. So I think a lot of these sort of, you know, rural anti-Semites, I don't think they realize how many Jews are on our side.
Like, I don't think exactly. There's not a sophistication there to understand that the Jews are a diverse group.
Yeah, who do you...
An Orthodox Jew.
Well, I can tell you this. People hate the system so much, they then think Hitler must be good. It's like, no, just because our system's bad doesn't mean Hitler's now good.
I think Nick is doing a Sid Vicious with the swastika T-shirt. I think it's like his groypers like it because it's edgy and weird and it's rebellious. I don't think there's true sincerity in it.
Well, Hitler got 24 million Germans killed. So if you're really this big Aryan lover, I mean, Hitler's the biggest loser ever.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy gives you total failure and you think he's great? He's a freaking pedophile?
Was a massive human extinction.
Yep, we'll be back in 60 seconds with Gavin McGinnis. Stay with us. I just can't stand it.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with Curl Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world.
The video.
Another world. Another time. Another time.
In the age of wonder.
You saved my ass.
The age of
wonder. Oh, hold on. Let me take a shot. What?
Another world. Another time. His Bible is green and good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the coolest part of my job is I get to know all these amazing people, our regular listeners, our fans. I see you out there of your race, color, and creed. You've got that electricity in your eyes versus that dead shark-eyed stare of the left and their minions and those that have fallen to it. I get to know the Gab McInnesses. I get to know the Owen Schroyers. I get to know the Joe Rogans, the Tucker Carlsons. I get to know the Donald Trumps. I get to know all these amazing people. And you've told me this at dinner once. I mean, you have never told it on air, I don't think. But it shows how I think you're awesome. I've been following you for 20 years. Love your work. Think you're a really smart guy. Super entertaining. And then it just, to me, when you were down and bummed out and thinking about quitting, I was like, you can't. You're amazing. I mean, I didn't realize how down you were at that time. So why don't you tell that story, but also the whole unity issue.
Yeah, I got to thank Alex Jones for saving my life, really. I had just been fired from CRTV, which is The Blaze now. They merged with The Blaze. And I was trying my hand at mainstream. I didn't swear. I didn't talk about the Proud Boys too much. And I didn't say anything too controversial. And then I got fired from that. And I was like, all right, you know what? 20 years, 30 years of media. I had a good run. I'm in my 50s now. I guess I'll just pack it in. Maybe I'll go back to being a cartoonist. And I came here. I had a cowboy hat on and a jean jacket. I wasn't even wearing a suit anymore. And you go, no, now you have to go full drive. We got to go to Hawaii. You got to come work here. Me, my family, me, my son. We got to go hard. This is when you go harder. When you're down, that's when you get up off the mat. And I was like, I don't know about that. And then you played this Bionic Man clip where you go, we can rebuild him. And it was just like, just having that faith in me as a friend, I really appreciate it. I might start crying now. But when you played that clip, I came out of that day. We went out for dinner that night. But I just came out of that trip to Austin, like, revitalized. Go 10 times harder. And I built a website. I mean, it was getting hacked. I can't bank anymore, so I can't be on any banking records. Like I can't do MailChimp. Like I can't market, and I took that as a sign to work 10 times harder. And I think that is really the American spirit. Like in the Boer War, what did they do? The Boers were winning against England, and then they started attacking the women and children, and the Boers folded. And it was, I don't blame the Boers. They had concentration camps. Children were starving.
The British invented them for that.
Yeah, that was horrific. That might be where Hitler got the idea.
Actually, he did. They used that as a Nuremberg defense that the British invented the camps.
Really? Hmm. So they try it with Americans. 300 years of fighting the Indians, and then the British start killing women and children. And what do? They get stronger. They get angrier. You kill my kids, I'm killing your kids and you. And they became an independent nation. So this is actually the most wonderful thing about America, this whole thing of you decimate me, you ruin me, and now I'm mad. Now I'm ready to rock. Now I'm ready to kill. You better get
ready to die.
Well, that's
the thing. When we get persecuted, if the survivors don't give up, we get stronger. And we're not wanting the persecution, but if you're going to give it to me, I'm gonna make lemonade out of this.
It's a very uniquely American thing. And it's not exclusive to America. I mean, you saw it in Vietnam when they get attacked. But we
Vietnamese
fight back
tough.
10 times harder. Yeah, don't mess with them.
And they're super nice to Americans now. Like, you're a friend now. Come on in.
Oh, yeah. Vietnam vets go to Vietnam all the time. They don't wear their hats that say Vietnam vet. I think it's illegal. But they go there all the time. They won't go to China, but they'll go to Vietnam. And it's just an inspiring thing about living here.
Well, you know, Ho Chi Minh wanted to stop being a communist and work with the U.S., but they said no.
Yeah.
And just, we just want a war with you.
Wasn't he really inspired by the Constitution?
Yes.
And wanted to make it the backbone of Vietnam's society?
But they thought, we'll just kick you guys around. They're like, no, you're not going to kick us around.
You know what's great about right now is Vietnam vets are so old, they're finally starting to talk. They seem to have recovered enough to talk, and I've been talking.
You know, that's one. Go ahead.
And their stories are just the capabilities of those men, especially what do they call them, the leg guys, the infantry guys, to just be in the jungle for days upon days, being shot at, carrying 3 days of water on their back. It's like it's beyond.
Well, my uncle died 9 years ago, and he's such a great guy, and we knew he was highly decorated and a big patriot, and they hired him in the CIA and Iran-Contra and a secret army officer and all that stuff. But the point was, after he died, I got to see some of his papers and stuff and all the Silver Stars and the rest of it in Cambodia and Laos, the secret operations, special forces. He was a helicopter pilot, was just like a robot being shot up, never stop, pick people up, you know, everything. They would sit on phone books and helmets because the bullets are all coming up at them. And just you see how tough those guys were, put on a mission that was criminal, but they didn't know, they still carried it out, versus the wimps we're producing today. And it's just night and day.
Night and day. Did you see that dude who built a castle by himself? I think his name's Jim Bishop. It took him 50 years, and it's got buttresses that go 15 feet into the ground and iron gates. It's like 5 stories tall. He didn't even have a crane. He used a truck with a pulley. And I'm just looking at this going, is that level of man dead? I mean, I know I'm not close to that level of man. I'm not brave enough to be an infantryman in Vietnam. I'm worried that level of masculinity that built this country, by the way, is dead.
Well, especially my dad's dad was like super masculine, not even trying to be. And my mom's dad was very masculine as well. And it was like they were like in the wrong century. Like they were like a weapon that wasn't even being used compared to what we are now. Because it is true, we're getting weaker. Our bones are getting weaker. The sperm count's plunging. They think it's pesticides more than even the shots. It's the pesticides are killing us.
Well, you know what it also could be? These women take birth control. They think that they're pregnant. Their body thinks they're pregnant. When a pregnant woman doesn't want to be around a horny guy that wants to have sex, and they want to be around a male figure, like a brother, who's
yes.
a sibling. Then they go off the birth control, they get married and then go off the birth control, and then they're looking at their brother, and they're like, I don't want to have sex with my brother, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly, when they're almost harmless, they want a pal.
So then they breed with that wimp, if they don't get
that's a big part of it.
And we're breeding wimps, because they were on a different chemical when their body chemistry was literally different when they met this guy. So we may have altered the DNA of the country.
I totally agree. And then, and quote, feminists want to be powerful. I'm all about powerful women. I think it's sexy. They're all like ugly and weak and stupid. And then I think about my grandmothers were like wildcats, man. Like electricity was shooting out of their eyes. I mean, it's like, well something's happened to us. That's not good.
You know what else? No one's cool anymore. Like, you look at these trans kids, and they have Crocs on and an anime figure in their bag that they just bought and some oversized T-shirt, and you're like, where's, like, Johnny in the Wild One? Where's Marlon Brando? Like, whatever happened to...
Today, I pulled into work, and I guess kids are off school, so at this office building, their parents must have been inside. But I saw two little boys and a little girl in a pool of water from rain that happened a few days ago under an oak tree playing with like a paper cup or something, and I actually pulled over to look what they were doing just because it was so weird to see kids even outside.
Yeah. I don't think bullying exists anymore. I don't think there's such thing as a nerd or even a loser. I think if you're a fat pig covered in zits, you could be prom king.
By the way, I've got some examples of that where everywhere, and I'm not perfect. I'm not in great shape like you are, but there's examples everywhere where they say a fat dude is the top winner of Women's Germany, and then a sexy woman. Look at what's happening in places like. Yeah, okay, they're both women. This looks like a dude to me. The point is Germany's top model winner 2023 versus random ethnic German model. So in Germany, they're telling you, and I'm not against fat women. The point is, this is not the archetype of a woman. This is right here.
Yeah, we've killed.
They don't beauty. Want any standards.
We've killed beauty. Beauty is illegal. And I don't understand.
Exactly. Why. Only a fat dude can say he's a woman. And I'm not saying this is a dude. But like fat dudes dressed like clowns is a woman. And then this you're not supposed to do. Because it's powerful. And they don't control that. They don't own that.
We used to give wedgies to nerds. They invented the iPhone. Wedgies work, folks. Wedgies are good for the economy. We'll all be rich. You can probably monetize what each wedgie is.
Hit on something, though. This is rule by nerds. And I'm kind of a nerd in ways. I like to read books and weird facts. But the globalists really are a bunch of nerds who have chips on their shoulders and are really assaulting civilization.
Yeah. And they're doing a great job. Got to hand it to them.
Well, since you want
anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
But then you have the Who with Bob O'Reilly and that. No, you know what's a great song too is Fool in the Rain, Led Zeppelin.
Well, no, Led Zeppelin was that's another class. It's like I mean, I was thinking of those groups because then Led Zeppelin you can't even.
You think when they were in the studio or they were in the jam space and they were doing like Immigrant Song? Do you think they looked at each other and went, "Holy crap!"
In fact, I think it goes Led Zeppelin. Yeah. Rolling Stones, The Who, Pink Floyd, and then the Beatles. I'm sorry, the Beatles don't even rate. And they got some amazing songs. They're just not in the class.
When you first get into music at 12 and 13,
yeah,
the Beatles
the children's
are a great
music.
Way to get into it.
And I'm not saying it's women, but it's kind of like teenage girl music.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Mets fan, but it's kind of what people accuse the Mets of. They're like girls and kids and kitty stuff. The Rolling Stones have sex in them. That's probably what it comes down to. With the Beatles, there's no fornicating. With the Rolling Stones...
What's like, that Rolling Stones song? Do, 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 dee, dee, dee. What's the one like? It's an underrated song. It's a... Heartbreaker! You know that song?
No.
The song should be called Heartbreaker, but it's called like do, do, do.
A do, do, do. A da, da, da.
Anyways, let's just listen to the Rolling Stones the rest of the show. And then it's kind of sad, like, oh, they're devil worshippers. That ruins it.
Go nuts. Pretend to worship the devil. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, some of these bands, like, it's funny. The older you get, the more you accomplish, the less you trivialize others' accomplishments. And
I celebrate them.
Yeah, like, now I look around me. I look at... You know, professional sports, or I look at bands like that song Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin, and I'm just like, how do you do... I'm turning into an African, because I'm like, that is voodoo! That is only voodoo could do that!
No, I agree, and that's what maturity is where you celebrate everybody's accomplishments. But the left are the worst. They are upset by accomplishments.
The less you accomplish, the more you trivialize other accomplishments. The left has had their ass kissed so long that they think, like, you stole this studio or your daddy bought it for you or something.
Exactly. That's what they always think, like somebody paid for it. They always think, oh, they're playing music. We're not going to break. But then Mick Jagger is such a punk. He got knighted.
What a pussy.
He loves it. He says we should all take the shot. He's disgusting.
I don't require that my rock stars have a high IQ. That's not a thing. You're an entertainer. Dance for me. I'm impressed.
No, you just disregard the idiotic.
It's divine intervention, I think. I think God just randomly goes, pew, 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 and he starts just giving random people. There's some homeless person in the Congo who does photorealistic sketches with a piece of coal. Like, he just randomly, that's why art school is so stupid. God,
yeah, it's all about innate talent.
He just shoots, and occasionally, the fact that the Rolling Stones came together, and these five guys who had the touch of God all combined perfectly, I think it's God's way of saying, hey, I'm around. Art is God's reminder. And when we see it, we should know that you didn't work really hard to become the Rolling Stones. You were imbued with this gift.
I also think the fact that we can recognize beauty, the fact that a sunset is beautiful, or the redwoods are beautiful, or a child in your arms is beautiful, I mean, it's just we know what's good.
I see it as God leaving these little business cards.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're enjoying a sunset, I hope you ask, why am I enjoying a sunset? And then that's God going, you got it. That was a clue. I left you a little Easter egg there, and you nailed it.
Well, that's the worship. We don't worship the creation, but we know God's real, and we interface with God. Like the Bible says, the firmament, the stars, is the proof of me.
Yeah. You know what I do when I pray? I don't ask for stuff. I don't even know if this is praying. I literally get on my knees, and I thank him.
That's what
I
do.
My children are healthy. I thank him.
Well, that's a mature prayer, is thanking and saying, what is your will?
Yeah. If you're watching, God, thanks, dude. I really appreciate it.
And then God gives you what you really need. It's like that Garth Brooks song, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Yeah.
You're young. You're like, I want this. And I don't want this girlfriend to... And you find out how horrible the girl was. It's like, this is a blessing. She's gone. You know, it's like...
Yeah, these atheist arguments are so mundane and trite. The whole, like, why does the kid have cancer? Okay, so your world should be no one gets sick. I can just walk off the top of a skyscraper. I hit the cement like Captain America, and the cement's destroyed, but I'm fine. That's not living. There has to be some risk. There has to be some chance. There has to
skin
be
in the game.
Yeah. What? I don't understand what world. There. I'm just Superman. You can stab me in the eye, and I'm fine. That's not. I wouldn't want that. I don't want to be immortal. I don't want to be perfect. I don't want to be immune to any kind of problems. That's not living. There's no joy in that. There's no a prostitute. Getting a prostitute is depressing and sad. She doesn't want to be with you. She needs hundreds of dollars to. She won't even kiss you. She needs hundreds of dollars to lie with you. Getting a girl, courting her, falling in love with her. You know, that's the whole fun part.
And then you look at. You've all know Harari and Klaus Schwab. They've made new statements. I'm sure you've seen them where we will soon be gods and everyone else will be brushed aside. And you like the arrogance. I mean, if they looked like Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio and had a 200 IQ, it would still be arrogant and saying you're not a god. And it's literally this little hunchback creature going, I will soon be a god and none of you will matter. I am in control. And you're just like, dude, you're crazy. You're a megalomaniac. I mean,
God always punishes that too. What did Stalin do? He said, I will decide who eats and when they eat. I'll be in control of that. 40 million dead. Mao goes, I'm going to rule this country, conduct who does what. If you're born to be a musician, I might just have you work in a field. I'm going to handle this, not God. No divine intervention. No Rolling Stones on my watch. Mick Jagger's working in the fields. And what happened? 80 million dead. And for all you atheists out there, just replace the word God with nature, if that's easier for you to understand. But there are checks and balances in our DNA that don't allow for people playing God.
And by the way, I'm not a Russophobe or a Russophile, but the more history I learn, I've studied the ancient Russian history. They started in Ukraine. They were a tribe that, you know, later stopped the Muslim invasion, you know, 800 years ago or whatever. What did they karmically do to deserve the czars and 500 years of slavery and then communism, and they're not even resisting, and they kill half the population, and then they face Hitler, and then Hitler kills 20-something million of them, and then they go into this, they're under communism, and then now George Soros is attacking them? I mean, what the hell? Or is God testing the Russians for some reason?
What a bad run. And that's what I hate when people say, I say I'm a Western chauvinist. And they go, that's white supremacy with a different word. I go, no, I'm saying what Alex just described is horrible. I don't like the East. I don't like communism. I don't like Russia's history.
Well, let's just say it. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. You look at China and North Korea and Russia, and Russia has that Eastern thing. It's brutal.
And it's atheist. In all cases, it's atheist. And in all cases, they decided to play God. I mean... There's the calling card again. That's God leaving his business card.
And so going. Russia today, it's not fake because the people are adopting it. They're saying, no, we are Christian, and they're having a renaissance comparatively. Yep.
And they're doing way better than they've been doing, despite this stupid war we're having with costing us.
$200 billion.
You and me, $200 billion. Murdering people. We're familiar with war, right? And you have these liberals rejoicing about Russian soldiers with their intestines.
Hold on. I meant to play this last week. Stay there. Gavin McGinnis, last week, Paul Watson tweeted it, guys. Pulling up on Paul Watson's tweet. And I looked it up. It's a true story. In Egypt, a Russian went out swimming with his girlfriend, and a great white shark eats him, and the left is celebrating. He doesn't even know that Russian might be pro-Ukraine. Oh, he's a Russian. Thank God a shark ate him. I mean, the level of idiocy is just insane,
hey,
folks.
Evil. Evil.
Well, it's like saying all Jews are bad. It's like, oh, he's a Russian. We're glad a shark ate him. Like, what the hell? It's...
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love of it, it wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And disinformation.
I work for my
it's Alex Jones.
I put my back into my living.
They were so weird.
And like pinball wizard. I mean, it's just genius.
Operas and all this stuff.
Crank it up for a second. Out here in the fields.
I think they were an art project. So they started out that rock was just
begun. Out here in the fields.
Avant-garde. One was rich, one was poor, one was gay, one was straight, and they liked film. They were directors, and they said, let's take a rock band and turn them into an art project.
Yeah.
And so the Who were more relying on them to be told what to do, and I think it was Lambert and Stamp who said, be weird, be crazy, smash your instruments.
Well, what about, we forgot about the Doors. Now, kind of a one-trick pony and lounge singing, but still very poetic.
Okay.
Doesn't make it the top.
I hate sexy guys. Like, that's who I think was being lampooned.
Well, it's not his fault he was good looking.
Yeah, but he was so, like, I don't know.
A little effeminate.
Poetic and gyrating. I guess I could be describing Mick Jagger, but I don't know. The Doors.
I was about to say, he's even more lady man.
Yeah. Seems more sincere to me. I guess it comes down to sincerity. But before the break, we cut on me saying, I want pedophiles.
I love pedophiles.
The context of
I want them killed, you were saying.
I want them to die.
But he says, I want pedophiles to die. It was like, I want, and cut, yeah.
Yeah, as far as my enemies.
Headline, New York Times, Gavin McGinnis wants pedophiles.
I don't,
they probably endorse you.
I don't want my enemies to die. I don't want violence towards these people. I was talking to this dude, Mark Levin, I think his name is. He's an ex-cop. It works for the SPLC, and he was calling Proud Boys, and I got his number, and I'm screaming at him on the phone, going, do your research, moron, and we're yelling at each other. And the guy who helped me get the number goes, I hope you didn't threaten him. That's illegal. And I was like, I don't want to hurt him. I might as well want him to, like, eat a certain food. That's so foreign to me. I'm mad at him for getting the facts wrong. But the left has this maliciousness where, you know, they want me deported and they attack my kids and they ostracize my daughter at school. And it's like, I hate Chris Hayes. I don't want anything unfortunate to happen to his kids in any way.
Well, plus, imagine the arrogance of Rachel Maddow doing two shows on her two identities.
Can you believe someone has sex with Chris Hayes? I mean, I'm not that familiar with male attraction, but he is a ugly girl.
Well, that's why I've only had sex with him once. That's a joke, folks. We like to make jokes here.
His dad was a preacher, and he's just preaching the new leftist religion.
Well, they admit it's a religion now. Did you see the Target stuff where we're going to guillotine Christians and your kids belong to us and Satan is our religion? I mean,
yeah.
And then they're like, well, we don't mean it's serious Satan. We just want to have
you Satan.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, it's fun Satan. It's Satan light.
Yeah. Kids, Satan for kids. Kid friendly Satan.
So I always go back to this because I got 100 questions, but how crazy is the next, less than a year and a half till the next election? I don't like to make predictions that don't come true, but I also don't want them to come true. I think they're going to kill Trump and JFK, RFK Jr. I mean, it's like history does repeat. It does rhyme. So you've got like double Kennedy anti-establishment threats right now. I mean, you've got like Trump and you've got Kennedy, and Kennedy is now ahead in many polls. Even the Washington Post was like, oh, he'll win the first primaries. You know, what are we going to do? I mean, this is you've got an establishment that has unlimited money and spooks that will kill people, but they have nothing else. So they're not going to stop. If they were smart, they'd kind of just, you know, pull back, let Trump get back in and fail, or let Kennedy get in and kind of fail and just attack him. But instead, they're like, no, we run everything. We're not going to let you get in. And so
Tucker, Trump, and Kennedy are the most endangered people in America right now. They should have the top security available to man. Like, they're Bolsonaro and Brazil levels of risk of getting stabbed with a bayonet because they're the most effective. I'll never forget this. I was at a Grand Central, and the bartender recognized me, and he comes over and he gives me a drink. We sort of, in New York, you have to wink. It's like being gay in the 50s. Like, you being conservative in New York, you have to just sort of nod to each other and gesture this way to go talk. And he winks at me and he goes, and I told Tucker that because I'm like, you're not a newscaster. You're someone who people rely on. And
you're a symbol of hope.
You're the voice of this of sane America.
And like you were saying in the break, they call him radical and white supremacist because he's so likable and so reasonable and so unifying. They're like, look at this big deceiver, white. He's like, we all need to love each other and save the homeless and come together racially. And they're like, meanwhile, Hitler said this last night.
Yeah, like, you and I say things in the affirmative. We say, the election was stolen. This is a fact. Tucker never says that. All his things are interrogative. He goes, shouldn't we be questioning this? Shouldn't we be looking into these Dominion voting machines? Isn't there a history of problems with Dominion? Weren't they involved in Venezuela's
election? Well, his latest thing is, well, Biden says he's not a dictator, and anybody that says that should be censored. Well, let's look at his real policies.
Yeah.
And it's just all dictatorial orgy.
And that's great for red-pilling your wife and your kids, because you're like, I know I come on too strong. And I know you think I'm a lunatic. Listen to this guy. Just watch this little 20-minute documentary he did in whatever, Hungary, and tell me that person's crazy and wrong. And they end up going, well, that was pretty reasonable. Yeah, that stuff's true. I'm going to look at
it. So that's his crime, is he's popular with women.
Yes, yes, and young people. And he does this whole I'm curious thing. And that's, we're living in a peak in curious times where you don't look into.
That's what Kennedy said. His uncle, JFK's biggest trait was not courage, which he had, but was curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And putting yourself in somebody else's shoes.
If you're a pedophile, if you're a thief, if you're embezzling from your own company, if you're doing something bad, what's your arch enemy? Curiosity. You don't want people looking into stuff. You want to control. You'll talk about misinformation. If you find anything bad about me, it's misinformation. You want to stop the discussion. You want to stifle people. If you're good and you're not doing anything wrong, you're like, yeah, let's go. Let's talk about it. I'm right here.
Well, that's what I did with our bankruptcy, because they lied and said I had $4 million and all this stuff to then get the juries, you know, that had already been told I was guilty of this. And, like, they're just, you see nothing in the news now, because I just said, here, everything's open. And they're like, oh, my God, you don't have any money.
I never did. What's your final bill? Isn't it like a trillion?
Well, they asked for a trillion. They asked for $2.7 trillion.
I got that on me.
But they actually asked for $2.7 trillion.
$2.7 trillion.
And I had people calling going, well, you at least got a billion, right? And I'm like, I had like $1 million in the bank then, and I have like nothing. But the point was, they all knew that wasn't true. That's the left. They like overshoot and just do these flagrantly
scorched earth,
buffoonish, like over the top.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to shoot you 5 times. I'm going to shoot you 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And I'm going to burn your ashes 8 times.
You're going to be in the, like, afterworld.
You know, they say I owe them $1.5 billion in Connecticut and like $45 million in Texas. And then, but it is interesting, like, just because they told the jury I had all this money to do this, and then they have to deal with the fact there's no money. And there wasn't ever a bunch of money. It's just kind of like, okay, I got a Ford truck and I got a race car. Okay, it was like $80,000. And my dad gave me a Rolex, and I live in a 4-bedroom house. What are you going to do? It's like, I put all the money into this. I don't relish it, but I do enjoy it, because they're like trying to believe their own lies. You know, the lawyers, not, you know, and I'm just sitting there like going, it was never true what you said.
But don't you think, just like at the beginning of the show, what I was saying, I think 50% of the people who got the vaccine regret it. I think 50% of the people who see you getting persecuted for a theory about a shooting
that they took out of context and they made big. I was never deplatformed for Sandy Hook. Remember that. Skip this break, guys. I was never deplatformed for that. I was deplatformed for, quote, being mean to Oliver Darcy. Look it up. Even the lawyer with Jack Dorsey went on Rogan and admitted it. They only took stuff I covered once Hillary lost and blew it up and made it big with a PR firm to say I was persecuting. But imagine how weak the system is. This giant leftist governmental thing, tens of thousands of articles, thousands of TV programs, 20 times on PBS, hundreds of times CNN, ABC, 60 Minutes, all Jones is Satan. He's and they're all literally taking a grain of sand and blowing it up like a mountain to get me. That isn't that Alex Jones is that powerful. It's that they're that weak.
But don't you think that kind of persecution is good for us in a...
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans healthcare, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Yeah, justified stabbing. He should be out. It's ridiculous.
So what's worse than being a white guy defending yourself as a black guy doing it?
Yeah, but we don't know what the black guy's facing. The white guy's looking at 20 years. There's no way the black guy's going to be facing 20 years.
You think so?
No way. That's justice in America.
Well, that's why I would not get on the subway, because I've been on the New York subway in probably 10 years, and it was a little crazy late at night 10 years ago. I mean... I'm scared of, I'm not saying I'm tough or anything, but I'm scared of what I'll do. Because if somebody starts punching women, I'm going to kill them. I mean, with my bare hands.
But that's the good news I'm delivering here is I'm seeing a lot of vigilantism in New York. And I think we're going to see that. You already see that in Detroit. You already see that in Baltimore. The more they, the more incompetent and tyrannical they become, the more empowered we are to handle ourselves and our own business.
Well, that's what I was about to say. What do you think Alvin Bragg types put in my Soros, because here in Austin we have one of the worst Soros, and that's saying something, one of the worst Soros DAs for 3 years. And it's in the news. They defended. There was a guy just last month that gave 5 years probation who raped a fifth woman in the last 3 years. He's been let out 4 times. On the hike and bike trail at like high noon, he rapes this woman. She won't spread her legs. He breaks her leg and then rapes her and breaks her nose, and they gave him probation. Why would you let men compete in women's sports? Why would you let men rape women? Like, what is this attack the women thing? Or is it just why would a Soros prosecutor say, we're going to let men brutally rape women at the Austin Hike and Bike Trail?
It's also white women.
It was a white woman.
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason that they're attacking the Karen so much and white women are the new punching bag is because they already destroyed white men. White men are, as far as the media and abuse,
they've run the white flag up.
All right, we ruined white men. They're at the all-time historical suicide rate. Good. That's taken care
lowest
of.
Lowest college rate. Lowest, just we demoralized them.
We cleaned up that mess. and now they're destroying white women. It's just, you look at Bill Burr's comedy, it's all like, white woman, they think that they're oppressed, and they were part of slavery too. And everyone's like, yeah.
Because they know they roll over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they moved on to the white women.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the lesbians are like, want to have their own woman thing, and I get it. They want the women for themselves. I would too. But now it's like big fat men say they're lesbians, and they change it, and they're mad. Like, well, wait, don't you get this?
Yeah. Karens don't like me. I love Karens. They are the Larry Davids of society. They are out there going, what are you doing here? Why? What's going on here? What is that? What's in that bag? Like, I wish men did it more, but women seem to be the only ones standing up for some sort of societal cohesion anymore. They're the only ones asking people, what are you doing around here? And that Central Park Karen, who everyone just accepts is a racist, her life is destroyed. The guy she spoke to has his own show, a bird show, now on, I don't know, this Discovery Channel. And he threatened to kill her dog. And while she was calling the police, she mentioned race. It's a good descriptor if you're talking about someone. And we've obliterated her. She was right. He was wrong. Karen.
There was a new Karen where the woman had rented the bike and the guy takes it. And everybody still says she's bad.
Yeah.
So a little message to white women groveling to the system. It's not getting you ahead.
No. You're next. And we've been there. It sucks. You're about to be facing a $2 trillion lawsuit and to be completely canceled, ladies. We'll be here, though. We'll be here waiting for you.
So I asked you this 6-7 years ago, and I always ask it again. I've asked it already once, but I want, what is peak leftist insanity?
South Africa. It's nomads defecating in elevator shafts. It's racist.
That's actually kind of already here.
Yeah.
Like, look at San Francisco. Even the New York Times had an article, and Washington Post did too. Blue cities are dead. Well, exactly. So what do they think they're doing?
They don't care. There's no love. They're on the side of Satan, and Satan is all about hate and seeing people as pariahs, and you want them all dead, you want them all harmed. They don't care. As long as look at San Francisco, look at Gavin Newsom's house, Nancy Pelosi's house. They are, as long as they have their fortress, the rest of the world can rot. That's all over Africa. It's a despot in a mansion and unfathomable poverty surrounding.
And he'll have like 55 Lamborghinis, but they all have flat tires because the roads are all blocked.
Right, right.
So that's the perfect analogy. Like, how is your money worth something if you can't spend it?
That's what we're reaching.
What Henry Ford understood. He said, I want to triple pay my folks to make an economy where they can buy my car.
Yeah.
So you've got, I saw like in one despot in Africa, his son had 100 Lamborghinis, but he couldn't drive because there was no roads.
Yeah, if you want to know where we're headed, check out the Instagram of Mugabe's children. And it's just Rolexes, Cartiers, Ferraris, and death and destruction. That's why everyone thinks there's a tipping point, and as soon as it'll get so bad, that will change and everything will be fixed.
No, there's just armored hills with fortresses with helicopters, and we're all starving to death.
Is Johannesburg, has that reached its tipping point yet? Or can it get a little worse? I don't want it.
By the way, the public that hasn't looked at the videos, I mean, literally just every day, mass shootings, burning buildings, just, the power's off, the swimming pools don't work anymore. I mean, just, society's over.
Senior citizens tortured to death in inexplicably disgusting ways. Burnt alive, nail gunned to the floor, a 10-year-old boy boiled alive by using several pots of boiling water, because no one has a pot big enough to hold a 10-year-old. Like, so people go, oh, it'll get better. It's got to get better before it gets worse. And no, it can get a lot worse. And the thing I love about America is I think there's more grit than South Africa. I think that people are going to be putting guys in chokeholds on the subway and saying, no, you're not threatening old ladies. Oh, we can't have guns here? Okay, I'll have an illegal gun. But I'm not letting you turn my country into a third world.
Yeah, so Soros is running the South African model here, but it's not going to work.
He absolutely is, yeah. And that's, you know what I saw on CNN? Did I tell you this already? They were talking about weaponizing the justice system. So Trump is being persecuted for jaywalking right now. And he said, you know what? If I become president, I'm going to prosecute Biden. Both persecute and prosecute. And CNN goes, you can't weaponize the justice system against your political opponents. And I'm like, Are you blind? You're doing that right now.
You started to tell the story and I interrupted you earlier, but yeah, it's the... Again, it goes back to the books. The Republicans want to ban books. You know, the Democrats are banning books. We just don't want you to give pedophile books to kids.
Yeah, everything that they...
It's not banning Hustler if I don't want you to give it to my five-year-old. But this is worse than Hustler. This is pedophilia.
Yeah, at least Hustler, it was healthy fornication.
Well, I mean, listen, it was kind of the instruction manual. It was terrible. But I did steal my dad's Playboys quite a bit.
Remember how coveted those were?
Oh,
you'd
really?
Find it in a snow... Well, you're a Texan, but I'd find in Canada in a snowbank, and it was like you found a brick of gold.
Well, you'd be like with the other neighborhood kids. So you got your dad's Playboys? I got one better. I got a Hustler. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade you two Playboys for the Hustler right now.
Yeah, that was over the top. Playboy was like, you could read that in public. Hustler was... That was the Playboy was the Beatles. Hustler was the Rolling Stones.
But, again... Then they go, don't ban books. It's like, it's literal kids having sex with adults in these books they give them. Graphic cartoons, like real world, illegal stuff, man.
And have you noticed, like, I look at their list. Joe Biden just did a commercial for his presidency, and then part of it was, we want to ban books. And they show these books, and they look really reasonable. Like Zora Neale Hurston or some other, like, black female writer who I think of as super mainstream, you know. And I was like, I bet that book isn't banned. So I looked it up, and I don't know if I can say what the book they were banning has in it.
Well, tell people.
But can we swear on this show?
They'll delay it out. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll just use letters. But she's in the book, it's some like slave talking or something. And then she goes, and then the ends got so horny, they were effing donkeys. And you got all these ends effing donkeys. And it was like this, you know, poor black person talking back in the 30s. And I'm like... The context was probably reasonable for an adult.
Well, we're not going to give 8-year-olds that the black people are having sex with donkeys.
About bestiality.
Yeah, the 8-year-olds don't need to know that they hear that black people have sex with donkeys.
Yeah, that's not because that's for an 18-year-old, thanks.
Yeah.
You know what's happening with my kids, and I think kids across the country? So they assume that young people are homophobic. So I'm going to give you this gay book, and you'll learn that gay people are wonderful. First of all, young people don't even know what gay is. Like, we used to call each other fags when we were young, but we didn't know what it was. It just was a bad word, right?
Yeah.
So you're not disavowing them of any prejudice. They don't have prejudice. They don't even understand it at that age. So when you give them, here's a book, it's called Gender Queer, and you're going to learn that gays aren't bad. They don't, that's not the takeaway. They know that gay is weird, so when you give them that book, they go, all right, books are weird. That weird feeling I have about homosexuality, even though I don't understand it, is now bookified, and now I don't like books. So my son and his friends, they don't go near books. And I'm like, dude, there's so many books aren't gay, and they aren't for nerds. There's cool, dangerous books. There's a guy called Hunter Thompson who did these Fear and Loathing books. They're really exciting and dangerous. There's a pimp called Iceberg Slim that wrote about his days as a pimp. There's Confederacy of Dunces. There's Gig.
Hold on. One more segment with the great Gab McGinnis. He's back in 1 hour with Owen Schroyer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.